Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As you reported at this time yesterday, I believe you were first, Justin Timberlake, in trouble. I can't believe they put him in handcuffs.
Yeah, well, is that protocol?
I don't know.
You see them putting, you know, like 90-year-old people in handcuffs, and is that really necessary? But it's an interesting, you know, we learned a lot more in the last 24 hours of what exactly happened with Justin Timberlake. He was stopped after erratic driving, according to police reports. They say that he ran a stop sign. He failed to stay in his lane. An officer pulled him over and said that his eyes were bloodshot and glassy. His breath smelled like alcohol. He failed a field sobriety test and was arrested, DWI. Apparently, the New York Post is reporting that the officer, the young officer, I should point out, who arrested him, had no idea who Justin Timberlake was, either by face or by name. And reportedly, Timberlake said under his breath as he was being arrested, this is going to ruin the tour. He's currently on a world tour. And the young officer said, "What tour?" And then, you know, learned who he was arresting. He spent 9 hours in jail in the Hamptons. I'm sure the jail in the Hamptons is very, very nice.
Probably.
But it's nonetheless 9 hours locked up before he got arraigned for driving while intoxicated, misdemeanor, and two driving citations. Timberlake apparently said during the booking that he only had one martini, and he is going to be coming to court again on July 26th. Now, he's got concerts scheduled. This world tour is continuing, and his next dates are Friday and Saturday at the United Center. So we'll see. I imagine that those are going to go on. There's no reason really why anything should stop. I don't know what his concert schedule is like around July 26th when he's supposed to be back in court in the Hamptons, but I'm sure they're going to just try to get this thing finished, done, and over with as quickly as possible so he can continue the tour, because he's scheduled really to travel all over the world on this concert tour right now.
I guess they stopped him. He ran a stop sign, didn't he? I think that's when they stopped him. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
The ratings are in for the final Pat Sajak Wheel of Fortune, and my guess is they were pretty good.
Through the roof, to be exact. It was the most watched telecast on Wheel of Fortune since April of 2020. They're estimating 11 million people watched Pat Sajak say goodbye to the show that he hosted for decades and decades. Ryan Seacrest, because he, you know, really can't find a job and can't find a show to be on, is going to take over as the host of Wheel of Fortune. I guess sometime in the fall he'll finally take over.
Dean, it's amazing, isn't it, how many nationally known actors and actresses came out of Steppenwolf here?
Yeah, oh yeah, they were the originals at Steppenwolf. You know, John Malkovich and our guest who I talked to yesterday, Laurie Metcalf. The list goes on and on. John Mahoney, people who started this little theater company in a church in Highland Park, a church basement in Highland Park, with some of the most envelope pushing productions there could possibly be. And now the Laurie Metcalf is back in Chicago after a very long absence in a new play that will be opening in the next couple of days, in which she plays sort of an estranged aunt who is getting to know a nephew whose father passed away. Her brother, his father passed away, and these two relatives who barely knew each other are kind of getting to know each other. Sat down with Lori for a nice chat yesterday and talked about the play, but also about her absence from the Chicago theater scene for quite a long time, and it was all because of all the projects we know and love her from television.
TV eats up a lot of the time. The TV that I was doing eats up like 9 months of the year. So then I would have 3 months to do something short. But theater can be quite a commitment, you know. So sometimes, some years I couldn't even fit a play in there.
But if you're going to be away for TV, why not these incredible series that you have been a part of? Mm-hmm. What do you take away from that? I mean, these are legendary shows.
I know. I walked into the Roseanne show not knowing anything at all. Thank God, because I when I auditioned for it, had I known the hit that thing was going to be, or the legs that it would have, I would have been like a deer in the headlights. But I was very naive that way, and learned how to work in TV on the fly. That was a bit of a learning curve for me, having done nothing but theater. But I always keep gravitating back here, because this is where I feel like I understand how acting works, and I feel the most comfortable, and I feel, you know, more in charge of when I do theater.
Yeah, and then Big Bang Theory after that was amazing. I mean, your contribution to that, and what now has become this like triple spinoff thing that they're doing, it's quite amazing as well.
With Young Sheldon?
With Young Sheldon, and now it's spinning off one of the characters from Young Sheldon also. But I mean, just the phenomena that Big Bang Theory was, and how important all of the recurring roles were, like yours, were on the show.
Yep. Big Bang, I lucked into, because I think it was Johnny Galecki said, "Oh, just have her play the, you know, part." But I knew Johnny, and that was another incredible cast to be around. And then eventually, my daughter ends up playing my part on Young Sheldon.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's ever occurred before.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Zoe Perry, wound up playing Sheldon's mother on the series Young Sheldon, a role that she originated on Big Bang Theory. I can't think of a time when, you know, that kind of handoff has happened in TV history.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play the full interview with Laurie Metcalf on my Sunday radio show this coming weekend, so you can listen for that. But in the meantime, her play at the Steppenwolf is called Little Bear Ridge Road, and it just opened. It will be there until July the 21st. And if you've never seen Laurie Metcalf on stage, she is a tour de force. She is one of the most amazing stage actresses you will ever see.
Good in every and any role. What is coming to our TV streams this week?
Well, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you probably already know that the prequel series, season two of the prequel series, House of the Dragon, has already dropped on Max, so you can get caught up with that. The Canadian hockey comedy Shoresy is returning for its third season on Hulu on Friday. Jessica Alba has a new movie that'll be coming to Netflix called Trigger Warning, in which she plays an elite special forces operative who returns home to get to the bottom of her father's murder. There is the documentary Cult Massacre, One Day in Jonestown, that takes a deep dive into that cult that led to one of the most famous tragedies really ever in history. That's on Hulu right now. Friday on Hulu, for true crime fans, there is Perfect Wife, the mysterious disappearance of Sherry Papini, the woman who faked her own kidnapping and ignited a media firestorm. On Netflix right now, there is a series that's called Outstanding, that examines the rise to acceptance for LGBTQ plus comedians in the world of stand-up. There's also Black Barbie that is on Netflix, taking a look at the African-American women inside of Mattel who helped create a Black Barbie doll. There is Federer, 12 Final Days, a look at the private life of tennis legend Roger Federer. It starts tomorrow on Amazon Prime. And also for the kids, we've got Megamind returning. Megamind Rules starts tomorrow on Peacock. So stay inside with the air conditioning and watch some home video.
Are you going to be cooking outside today?
I am not going to be cooking outside today. I'm not quite that crazy, even though it's not super, super hot at this time of day. But I wanted to do something kind of cool and refreshing. I love cold soup. Some people have grimaced when I've said that, but I love a gazpacho. I love different kinds of cold soup. Today, I'm making one which is a cold, ice-cold cucumber soup, which is cucumber and parsley and dill and scallions and garlic, some Greek yogurt mixed into it. It all gets mixed into a blender until it's nice and creamy. You put it in the fridge for a couple of hours so it gets like super, super nice and chilled. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing more refreshing on a day like we have been having and we're going to have for the next couple of days. So chilled cucumber soup today.
In about an hour on WGN TV. Sounds good. I'd try it if you heat it up for me.
Come on. Come on. Hot bowl of soup. Give the man a hot bowl of soup on a 95-degree day.
Thanks, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.